This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. If you recognize this music, you've probably seen the hit Netflix series Stranger Things. It's a supernatural thriller. It's set in the 1980s. Lots of references to pop culture from that time, and the music is intended to match that nostalgia. The score was composed by the Austin band Survive, and they make their music using vintage analog synthesizers.
It's an old Arp Odyssey. It's from the 70s. Arp, really classic sounding. You can do a lot with it. SH-101 also allows you can clock sync the arpeggiator and do some tight timing stuff.
Survive member Michael Stein is showing me around the garage where they were practicing on a hot September evening. No air conditioning in the garage, by the way.
Step outside for a minute. It's hot as here.
Yeah.
It's like almost like an oven in there, so it's not good.
I try to remove the really nice ones that I own.
All the success of the Stranger Things soundtrack has brought Survive a lot of attention. They told me I'm probably the 100th interview they've done in the past few months. They've already been written about in the New York Times and in Rolling Stone and Billboard and a bunch of influential music blogs. Survive member Kyle Dixon says they're about to do their first headlining tour.
And we sold out most of the major cities, which is obviously something that probably wouldn't have happened if we hadn't had the show.
Some of that attention is rubbing off on the friends they play music with, like at a Cheer Up Charlie show when Stein was performing with a friend's band and Dixon saw a woman shooting video with her phone.
And like saying, Stranger Things, The Upside Down, this is awesome, which is hilarious. It's great. I'm like, cool, if our buddies can get some shine off of it, then great.
I can tell you, I mean, I run the label Holodeck.
Survive member Adam Jones.
I can tell you for sure there's been an uptick in every kind of way you can measure it for like just all the other local synth bands in town. So yeah, everybody is sort of benefiting from the Stranger Things soundtrack for sure.
But Survive didn't come out of nowhere. They've been playing in Austin since 2008, and they're part of a growing subculture here, oriented around creating music with vintage analog synthesizers.
Do you remember the synth parties? They're annual parties, but they used to do an Austin AAA.
Austin Analog Synth Party?
I thought there was three A's.
The annual Austin Analog Synthesizer Party. I think that's what it was.
That's Chad Allen. He ran those parties, and he's now a co-founder of Switched On, a local music store that has become a center of gravity for people who make music in Austin using analog synths. He's been interested in synthesizers since high school, and he makes music under the name Cellophane Spill.
You could make whatever sound you wanted to with it. It was the possibilities, the potential, starting from silence and coming up with a sound, whatever sound was in your imagination, and then a lot of sounds that you'd never thought of before.
Chad Allen moved to Austin from the Portland area in 1998 to go to the University of Texas. Around 2007, something pivotal happened to him. He got laid off, and he had no money to pay rent. So he made the tough choice to sell a couple of his synthesizers to come up with rent money. Then a light went off.
And I thought, you know what, I could just buy and sell synthesizers for a living.
He put ads in the Austin Chronicle, he sold synths on eBay, and that's when he started the annual Austin Analog Synthesizer Party.
And you could go to the party and, oh, I've never been able to play that. I've always wanted to play that. Now I have the opportunity to put my hands on it and see how I interact with it and how it sounds.
He met a lot of people doing that. Other people into synthesizers met each other. They formed bands. Members of Survive went to this party. Eventually, Allen and his business partners opened a brick-and-mortar location called Switched On, first on 11th Street, now in a 3,600-square-foot space on East Cesar Chavez.
We're in the back of our funny storage room. Old organs and theremins, drum machines. We have a ton of... We're always moving around something crazy. They're moving a big MCI tape machine right now, 2-inch machine.
This is almost certainly the largest repository of synthesizers in Central Texas. And they're not cheap. Vintage analog synthesizers can easily cost more than $1,000 each. Prices for some models have doubled since Alan began flipping gear almost 10 years ago. All this for something you could pretty much do on a computer using much less expensive software models of synthesizers.
Well, it's just, it's the appeal of something physical, the appeal of the object. People are setting aside their phones and their computers so that they can feel alive.
Some of Alan's employees in the workroom are modifying synthesizers to make them sound different or repairing them by taking them apart and cleaning components and soldering them back in.
I'm repairing an EML Electrocomp 500.
For people who aren't familiar with it, what's that?
That's a synthesizer.
That's the same synth that makes that whip sound in the song by Devo. Joey Postiglione performs as Joey in Austin's warehouse party techno scene.
And then I play in this pop band called Chairlift, based out of New York, which is where I'm from.
They're performing this weekend at the Austin City Limits Music Festival.
I tried to do handstands for you, but every time I fell for you, I'm permanently black and blue, permanently blue for you.
I would say that Austin has probably the best electronic music scene in the country right now.
Why is that?
So say in New York, a lot of people are doing it as a fashion. It's very like trendy kind of place, and here, you know, the people that have been doing what they do kind of do it more out of passion. You have a little more freedom to express yourself.
I really do think Switched On had a huge impact, at least in Austin, on the growth of electronic and synthesizer music, just because they created a space for people to talk about it, to learn about it, and to really play with it.
Amber Goers runs the financial side of Holodeck Records and is a vocalist in the band Troller, along with Adam Jones of Survive. She's seen firsthand how the success of the Stranger Things soundtrack has brought attention to other electronic musicians in Austin.
So I really do think it's more than just some sort of surface blip in attention. People are really engaging in the type of music that Survive represents and sort of the community surrounding that.
This is music from Curved Light, one of several Holodeck Records artists that will share some of the spotlight by performing at Survive's album release show tomorrow night. The new Survive record is being released tomorrow. It's called RR7349. But if you wanted to go to the album release show at Barracuda, you're too late. It's sold out. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.